Nasheed night, Nasheed's fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining bright. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respective viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program Nasheed Night. In this program, we recite Nasheed, Na'at of Mustafa Kareem عليه الصلاة والسلام. We recite Kalam, Hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. And Manaqib, praises of Awliya Allah. There is so much to learn from this program. At the same time, inshallah, you will not only listen the naat you would like to listen, but also you will understand its explanation in English language. Be with us from start to end, inshallah. But before we proceed towards our program, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As we are presenting this program, we make this intention, we'll do this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're watching this program, you can make this intention, you will watch this from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, in this program, we've got few segments, and the very first segment that is regarding a couplet, inshallah. Today, we will have one couplet, inshallah, we'll show you on the screen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nasheeds fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
And today we have got a couplet, and the first verse of that couplet is Madina isliye attar jano dil se hai pyara. Madina isliye attar jano dil se hai pyara. Today joins me Muballigh of Dawati Islami, brother Arsalan Attari, who is also a Naat Khwan brother who recites beautiful Nasheed also. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. MashaAllah. Aslami, how are you doing? You okay?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. Welcome to this program. And today, let's start with a beautiful kalam of our Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatu rahman, where he makes dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is also hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, it is a naat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. And I mean by this is, Ya ilahi har jaga teri ataka saath ho. جب پڑے مشکل شہے مشکل کشا کا ساتھ
یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو جب پڑے مشکل شہے مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو جب پڑے مشکل شہے مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو یا الہی بھول جاؤں نظر کی تکلیف کو
کا ساتھ
شادی دیدار حسن مصطفیٰ کا ساتھ ہو یا صبح جان فضا کا ساتھ ہو کے پیارے کی صبح جان فضا کا ساتھ ہو اور یا جودو عطا کا ساتھ ہو صاحب کوثر شہ جودو عطا کا ساتھ ہو اور یا ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو عیب پوشے خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو اور یا میچی نظروں کی حیا کا ساتھ ہو، نیچی نظروں کی حیا کا ساتھ ہو۔
Beautiful kalam of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and respected viewers of Madani Sharif, beautifully recited. Now, what does actually this kalam mean? Let's try to figure out. Let's try to understand, subhanAllah. Al-Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatullahi has written this beautiful dua where he has mentioned the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. At the same time, not of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. He has made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but with the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Very first couplet, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatullahi rahman, he starts that, Ya ilahi har jaga تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو، یا الہی ہر جگہ تیری عطا کا ساتھ ہو، جب پڑے مشکل شہے مشکل کشا کا ساتھ ہو۔ Now, in this very first couplet, he is generally making this dua, Ya Allah, I need your support, your bounty with me. Allah, at every place may your endless bounty be with me. In times of difficulty, may the king of the destroyer of difficulty, Mushkil Kusha, be with me. Meaning Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, be with me. Now, respected viewers, further after writing this, har jaga, at every place he is seeking the help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at various places where there will be a time of difficulty, he needs mushkil kusha, the destroyer of difficulty with him. Now, subhanallah, further in various places, what sort of difficulty Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi means, and what are those times of difficulty which he is referring to, that individually in every couplet he explains. For me or for you, for many of us, the various occasions of difficulty could, see, it could vary. They could be different for us. But look at the mindset of Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. In the matters of this dunya, okay, he is still thinking for the matters of hereafter, subhanallah. And then he writes, Ya ilahi bhool jaun naz'a ki takleef ko, Ya ilahi bhool jaun naz'a ki takleef ko, shadiye didare husne mustafa ka saath ho. Oh Allah, may I forget the agony of the removal of the soul. Now look at the mindset of Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. He thinks that the time of difficulty will be at the time when we will be leaving this mortal world. The time of our naz'a, the time of our death, at that very moment, you will be in need of the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will need the help of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is what he is requesting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallah, may I forget the agony of the removal of the soul, may the joy of seeing the beauty of the chosen one be with me. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. What a comprehensive dua it is. Respective viewers, yes, if we will have this opportunity to behold Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the time of our death, then inshallah azza wa jal, we will be lost in the beauty of Rasul alayhi salatu wassalam, and we will forget any agonies, any pains of death, inshaAllah azza wa jal. What a beautiful, what a comprehensive dua, and what a difficult time that is. But subhanAllah, what a beautiful dua. If this is heard, then we will be sorted. Further he writes, Ya ilahi gore tira ki jabai sakhtarat. Another time of difficulty, gore tira. This is the night which is the dark night of the grave. Ya ilahi gore tira ki jabai sakht raat, tough night. Oh Allah, when the difficult night in the dark grave commences, what he's asking, unke pyare muh ki subh hai jaan fiza ka saath ho, may the life giving bright morning of his lovely face be with me. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Now, look at this beauty of this poetry. In the first verse of this couplet, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is talking about the dark night. But then, in the second verse, he is talking about the face, Allahu Akbar, of Noor, the face of Dhuha, Subhanallah, the day, Subhanallah. He is referring to that. Unke pyare muh ki subah jaan fiza ka saath ho, Allahu Akbar. May the life-giving, bright morning of his lovely face be with me. Then further, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala repents. He writes, Ya Ilahi, jab zabani bahir aaye pyaas se. Allahu Akbar. Another time of difficulty where he is seeking help through the wasila of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sahibe kawthar shahe judo ataka saath ho. Oh Allah, when the tongues hang out dry with thirst, may the owner of kawthar, the king of generosity and bestowals, be with me. Allahu Akbar. Respect viewers of Madani Channel. Now look, the time when it will be the day of judgment, everybody will be thinking about their own nafs, right? At that very moment when the heat will be at its peak and the tongues will hang out and they will become dry out of thirst, what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is seeking? Sahibe kafir shahe judo ataka saatho. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The one who is the honor of kafir, honor of the pawn, Allahu Akbar. That's what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi means. Sahibe kafir shahe judo sahaka saatho. The generous one, if he is there, then inshallah this thirst will not be any difficulty for me. Then another place, Ala Hazrat is writing, Ya Ilahi, garmiye mahshar mein jab bhadke badan. Ya Ilahi, garmiye mahshar mein jab bhadke badan. Damane mahbub ki thandi hawa ka saath ho. Oh Allah, when the bodies flare up with the heat of the plains of resurrection, may the cool breeze from the folds of the beloved be with me. Allahu Akbar. Another place, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi said, Ya Ilahi, Nama-e Amal Jab Khulne Lage. Ya Ilahi, Nama-e Amal Jab Khulne Lage. Aib Poshe Khalq Sattare Khata Ka Saath Ho. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful dua. Again, oh Allah, when the books of deed are being, oh Allah, when the books of deeds are being opened for inspection, may the concealer of the creation's shortcomings, the hider of sins, be with me. Again, the assistance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he is asking. At that very moment of difficulty, when the Nama-e Amal, the book of deeds, will open, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, when Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa salam, assistance will be there inshallah, his shafa'at will be there inshallah, Azza wa Jal, then our shortcomings will remain hidden inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Further, it is said, Ya Ilahi, rang lai jab meri bebaakiyan. Ya Ilahi, rang lai jab meri bebaakiyan. Unki neechi neechi nazaron ki haya ka saath ho. Oh Allah, when my reckless deeds bring forth their outcome, may the modesty of his low gazes be with me. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept these beautiful du'as in our haq. Ameen. In our favor. Ya Ilahi, jab raza khabe giran se sar uthaye, daulate bedar ishke Mustafa ka saath ho. May Allah, when raza raises his head from the deep slumber, meaning his sleep, from the grave, may the fully awake treasure the love of the chosen one be with me. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. This is what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has written. And this is, respective viewers, a hamd at the same time, a naat of Mustafa Kareem Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. At the same time, beautiful prayer to make in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please place few calls if you've got any. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Muhammad Ismail from London. I would kindly like to request for the following naat. فرسودہ جا پارا زی ہجرہ یا رسول اللہ.
Inshallah, we'll try to include this. Jazakallahu khaira. Thank you very much for your call. Next call, please.
This is Saeed Attari from London. Hope you guys are doing well, mashallah ta'ala. Just wanted to say that show is going amazing, alhamdulillah. And Rizwanba, you're doing a great job as a host. And energy and a charisma really made the show special, alhamdulillah ta'ala. May Allah give you barakah. I would like to request some na'at, if someone can read.
کہ تیری جالیوں کے نیچے تیری رحمتوں کے سائے تیری جالیوں کے نیچے تیری رحمتوں کے سائے جسے دیکھنی ہو جنت وہ مدینہ دیکھائے.
Beautiful. Saeed bhai, you have recited beautifully, mashallah, and thank you very much for your kind words. We've got few calls and farmaish, inshallah. Agar is mein se kuch aap khata farma de, otherwise we'll just proceed, inshallah.
Teri jaliyon ke niche teri rahmaton ke saaye jise dekhni ho janna وہ مدینہ دیکھ آئے اور روزے کے سامنے
تیری
This is a beautiful kalam. It was recited. Tanam farsuda jaan para. I would like to just explain this beautiful kalam, which is in Persian, inshallah, azawajal, to the viewers of Madani Channel. This was requested and beautifully recited by our brother Ismail on the call. This is, respected viewers of Madani Channel, Abdul Rahman Zami rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great sheikh in history, Ashik Rasul, true devotee of the Prophet, he has written, Tanam farsuda jaan para zihijran ya Rasulallah dilam pajmurda awa. Oh Allah's messenger, my body has weakened and my soul has shattered due to separation. Oh Allah's messenger, due to my sins, my heart is numb and straying towards destruction. Then further he says, Chusuwe man guzar ari mani miskins in nabari fidae nakshi na'alay nat kunan jaan ya Rasulullah. Were you to pass by me, Allahu Akbar, the poor one, the helpless, O Allah's messenger, I would sacrifice my life upon the print of your blessed sandals. What it is said, were you to pass by me, meaning me, the poor one, the helpless one, O Allah's messenger, I would sacrifice my life upon the print of your blessed sandals. This is the love Abdul Rahman Jami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has shown. Zijami hubbi tu mastam bazanji re tu dile bastam nami goyam ki man hastam suhanda ya Rasulullah. I'm entranced by the drink of your love. My heart is chained to you. Allahu Akbar. But, O Allah's messenger, I do not claim that I hold mastery to truly praise you. No one has ever claimed that they have done the haq of the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Zindagiyan khatm hui aur qalam toot gaye. Tere ausaaf ka ik baab bhi pura na hua. Allahu Akbar. In respect, it was further, it is mentioned that just baab, چو بازوے شفاعت را کشائی بر گناہگاراں مکن محروم جامی را دراں یا رسول اللہ. When you extend your hands and spread them upon the sinners for intercession, for shafa'at, Allah's messenger, do not deprive Zami of it on the day of resurrection, on the day of judgment. This is Abdul Rahman Zami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi requesting the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Shaykh Abdul Rahman Zami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Respective was another great name in the history of Islam, Imam Busiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His qasida al-murda, that got fame throughout the world and recited. It is a kind of kalam which is accepted in the court of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. We've got one segment in our program that is the qasida burdas, one couplet we take. Let's include that segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
No sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Subhanallah. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa, balligh maqasidana. Ya Rabbi bil Mustafa, balligh maqasidana. Waghfir lana ma mada, ya wasi'al karami. What does it mean, respected viewers? Imam Wasili rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is making dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the chosen one, O my Lord, let us reach all our goals. For the chosen one, O my Lord, let us reach all our goals and pardon us what has gone. O vast in generosity. We'll try to include as a blessing Qasida Burdas, couple of ash'ar inshallah in our program.
مولايا صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعة مولايا صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي اغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
آمين بجاه النبي الأمين. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, today we have got a couplet to complete. That is, Subhanallah, on the screen you can Madina is liye attar jano dil se hai pyara. Madina is liye attar jano dil se hai pyara. If you've got any calls, please, if they are played. Jazakallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
It's Aisha here from London. I request for someone to read Tukujra Munkujra. Jazakallah khaira.
Jazakallah, thank you very much for your call. Keep calling. Next, please.
میرا نام بلال حسین ہے, میں لندن سے بات کر رہا ہوں. میری ایک نعت کی گزارش ہے. پھر کے گلی گلی تبا ٹھوکریں سب کی کھائے, کیوں دل کو جو عقل دے خدا تیری گلی سے جائے کیوں. یہ نعت سنا دیں پلیز. جزاک اللہ خیرا.
Try to include this kalam. Subhanallah. Jazakallah, brother Bilal. Thank you for your call. Inshallah, Azzawajal, we will try to include few kalams. We've got one segment in our program, and that is regarding young reciters. We encourage in this program if youngsters can send us the recitations, maybe from Holy Quran, or from they can recite any nasheed, any naad, any manqaba, any hamd, inshallah, and we will play in this program, inshallah. They're short clips and videos. Let's take this segment, young reciters, before we proceed towards the kalams, which we have got some requests. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
New sheets fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright.
Khatam mera soul, Makki madani hai. Khatam mera soul, Makki madani.
تیرے سے محبوب خدا کا کوئی نہیں.
Beautiful small kids, mashallah, they were reciting this beautiful kalam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give barakah and blessing to the parents, mashallah, those that are raising up their children with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. JazakAllah. Respective views of Madani Shannon, mashallah, we've got few requests, inshallah. Let's include those, inshallah, zawajal request in our program.
फिर के गली गली दबा ठोकर सब के खा क्यों दिल को जो अकल दे खुदा तेरी गली से जाए क्यों और रुखसत काफिला का शोर रश से हमें उठाए क्यों सोते हैं उनके साए में جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوانما جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوانما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوانما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے ہر کوئی فدا ہے بن دیکھے تو دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا دیدار کا عالم کیا ہوگا جب حسن تھان کا جلوانما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنے کایا ہی پلٹ دیں دنیا کی چاہے تو اشاروں سے اپنے کایا ہی پلٹ دیں دنیا کی یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی تو سردار کا عالم کیا ہوگا سردار کا عالم کیا ہوگا جب حسن دور کا جلوانما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا ایک سمت علی ایک سمت عمر صدیق ادھر عثمان ادھر ایک سمت علی ایک سمت عمر صدیق ادھر عثمان ادھر ان جگمگ جگمگ تاروں میں ان جگمگ جگمگ
رنج تاروں میں مہتاب کا عالم کیا ہوگا، مہتاب کا عالم کیا ہوگا جب حسن تام کا جلوہ نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا، جس وقت تھے خدمت میں ان کی بو بکر و عمر عثمان و علی، جس وقت تھے خدمت میں ان کی بو بکر و عمر عثمان و علی، اس وقت رسول اکرم کے اس وقت رسول اکرم کے دربار کا عالم کیا ہوگا، دربار کا عالم کیا ہوگا جب حسن تھان کا جلوہ نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا، اور سنتے ہیں عرب کے ذروں پر انوار کی بارش ہوتی ہے، ہم سنتے ہیں عرب کے ذروں پر انوار کی بارش ہوتی ہے، کوئی نجم نہ جانے تیبہ کے، نجم نہ جانے تیبہ کے گلزار کا عالم کیا ہوگا، گلزار کا عالم کیا ہوگا جب حسن تھان کا جلوہ نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا.
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ، جب حسن تھا ان کا جلوہ نما انوار کا عالم کیا ہوگا. سبحان، ایک سمت علی ایک سمت عمر، ابو بکر ادھر عثمان ادھر، ان جگ مگ جگ مگ تاروں میں مہتاب کا عالم کیا ہوگا. سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful couplet. Respect viewers of Madani Channel, just imagine that these stars are sitting around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stars which are known to be stars of hidayat, subhanallah, guidance, Allahu Akbar, shining stars of guidance, sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan, and then amongst them from ashara mubashara, and then amongst them the first four, subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, afdalul bashar ba'dal anbiya, sayyiduna siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an, and then umar al faruq, then uthman غني رضي الله تعالى عن، and then مولا علي مشكل كشا كرم الله تعالى وجهه الكريم، الله أكبر. Then in that gathering when these stars were around, what would be the state of that shining moon which is referred to the Zat of Mustafa Kareem عليه الصلاة والتسليم. There is so much to discuss, but I would like to just at the end of this program include the mention of Sayyiduna عمر الفاروق رضي الله تعالى عن، فاروق اعظم، الله اكبر. Remember the life and legacy, just to mention the dhikr of this great sahabi rasul, subhanallah, the second caliph of Islam. Respected viewers, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam رضي الله تعالى عن is the companion of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. In this dunya his name was Umar, and in the skies his name is Farooq, right? Allahu Akbar. And then further it is mentions that in the books which were the divine books from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Torah his name was Mantiqul Haq, right? The one who says Haq, right and truth. And then in Injil, in Bible, Injil Sharif, his name was Kafi. And in Jannah his name is Siraj, Subhanallah. Jarab, Allahu Akbar. Yeah. Respected viewers, the lamp. Now, this is the Zaat of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala. And he was born in Makkatul Mukarrama. And according to one narration, he was the 40th one to embrace Islam. Before him, 39 believers had accepted Islam, and he was the 40th. And that's why he is known to be Mutammimul Arba'een, meaning the one who did complete the figure of 40. And then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's Muradi Rasul. He is also known to be Muradi Rasul, Allahu Akbar. The wish of Rasul alayhi salatu wa tasneem, Allahu Akbar. And then, respected viewers, amongst the Sahaba Ikram, he is known to be A'dalul Ashab, meaning amongst Sahaba Ikram, he was the most just. Allah to do justice. He was the most just. And that's why he is known as A'dalul Ashab. And his age was 63 years when he departed from this mortal world. His tenure in office, or as a Khalifa, as a leader of believers, it was 10 years, 6 months. Allahu Akbar. And he served the Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam as leader of the believers. And the time of his era as a leader of the believers was the golden era of Islam. Subhanallah. He is known for his justice. He is known for his akhlaq, his conduct, his character, his ijz, his taqwa, his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his kindness, and his life and legacy. There is so much for the believers to learn from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu arda. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil. Ameen. Now at the end, we would like to pay tribute to this great Sahabi Rasul, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu anhu. We'll recite one manqabat insha'Allah. Brother As-Salam will recite at the end of this program. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi.
خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا گدا فاروق اعظم کا گدا فاروق اعظم کا گدا فاروق اعظم کا گدا فاروق اعظم کا پسے سے دیکھ اکبر مصطفیٰ کے سب صحابہ میں پسے سے دیکھ اکبر مصطفیٰ کے سب صحابہ میں ہے بے شک سب سے اونچا مرتبہ فاروق اعظم کا ہے بے شک سب سے اونچا مرتبہ فاروق اعظم کا گدا فاروق اعظم کا گدا فاروق اعظم کا گلی سے شیطان دم دبا کر بھاگ جاتا ہے گلی سے ان کی شیطان دم دبا کر بھاگ جاتا ہے ایسا رعب ایسا دب دبا فاروق اعظم کا ہے ایسا رعب ایسا دب دبا فاروق اعظم کا گدا فاروق اعظم کا گدا فاروق اعظم کا پٹک سکتا نہیں ہرگز کبھی وہ سیدھے راستے سے پٹک سکتا نہیں ہرگز کبھی وہ سیدھے راستے سے کرم جس وقت ور پر ہو گیا فاروق کے اعظم کا کرم جس وقت ور کر ہو گیا فاروق کے اعظم کا گدا فاروق کے اعظم کا گدا فاروق کے اعظم کا شہادت ہے خدا عطار کو دے دے مدینے میں شہادت ہے خدا عطار کو دے دے مدینے میں کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا خدا کے فضل سے میں ہوں گدا فاروق اعظم کا خدا ان کا محمد مصطفیٰ فاروق اعظم کا
SubhanAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Shem, time is very short. Otherwise, we could have explained these beautiful couplets written by Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhul Aliyah Nai Sheikh Tariqat. But inshallah, hopefully in upcoming programs, we will again recite and listen and learn about it. But now it's the time to complete the couplet. Please play the completed version of the couplet. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In front of your screen, you can watch this. Madina isliye attar jano dil se hai pyara. Madina isliye attar jano dil se hai pyara. Why do we love Madina? The reason we love Madina is that ke rehte hain mere aqa, mere sarwar Madine mein. The reason is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my master, my leader, lives in Medina. Medina to Nabi. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us blessing that we also go and visit Medina to Nabi. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi. Lameen. Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you very much for being with us. Inshallah, we'll be back next time. Same channel, Madani channel. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Nushid night, nushid fill the night, heart's delight, shining bright, praising Allah, shining